once a month in this place, we celebrate what's called the Eucharist. The Eucharist really is a word of celebration, because communion is not a somber dead experience, but it is a remembrance of what Jesus has done. As we remember what Jesus has done, how many in this room think it's legitimate to celebrate because of what he's done? Come on, I said, how many rejoice because of what Jesus has done? So when we take communion this morning, we have every reason to let our voices ascend with thanksgiving and praise to him. Too often, the things that we do in the church can become a rote tradition. And God never intended these things to be rote traditions. I want the river of God to flow and keep on flowing, and I want to jump in the river and swim there. Not just waters that ankle deep, knee deep, hip deep, but waters to swim in. We want the presence of God. More importantly than anything and everything. How many know God is still alive and well today? Come on. Let's see the show of hands. How many know God is still alive and well today? How many know that sometimes you might have to get off your hands to rejoice, lift those hands, praise him, sing, dance, clap, and rejoice, because he is so good. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, the scripture declares in verse 23 and continuing, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you. But the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me.' For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man or woman examine himself, herself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world." Now we take a few moments as we quietly ponder our walk with the Lord. And if there's a heart of ought or offense with someone that you have tried to make things right with, and they will not make things right, then you have to leave them there before the Lord as you go on and commit it to Jesus. Your commitment is that your heart be right. If you discover in your heart there's a difficulty, an ought, an anger with someone who's not here, and you need to make it right with them, do so. Make your commitment that you'll do so at your first opportunity after leaving here. And celebrate communion. As you repent for that anger, you get it right with God, then take communion as he instructs us to do, and then you go make it right. See, the reason I go into this each time is because for years and years and years, many of us have been taught, oh, you never take communion if you have a problem. No, the issue of communion is get right and then take communion. And if some people are not going to be right with you, there's not much you can do outside of commit it to the hands of the Lord. Otherwise, we rejoice. So we're going to pause just for a quick moment as you examine your heart. If there's anything between you and Jesus that remains after we've had our time of worship this morning, then go ahead and get it taken care of. And then we'll take the elements together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you that none of this, none of the songs we sing, the worship we do, none of the elements of communion are a meaningless part. The worship service is everything we do as we gather. Our time of fellowship, our time of praise, our time of worship, our time of singing, experiencing the gifts, hearing your voice, hearing your word, and then responding to your word, not just to hear your word, but to respond your word to your word. We thank you that we have this privilege. And as we come this morning and we look at this element, this bread, this wafer, we understand that your body was broken for us. We understand that you took our sins, our sorrows, our sicknesses. We understand that you took the beating so we didn't have to. Jesus, we understand by faith we partake of the body of Christ, and we do this in remembrance of you. Let's partake together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your body broken for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. What you have done is remarkable, and no one else could do it. Thank you, Jesus, for being the only Savior who saves us from our sins. As we see the fruit of the vine, Lord, we understand that we are washed clean by the blood of Jesus. Lord, and we receive again this morning fresh impartation of your presence and life, fresh cleansing by your blood. Lord, we come and thank you that you ratify this new covenant, this new testament by the blood you shed for us at Calvary. Not by our works, O God, not by our works, lest any man should boast, but by the work you've done. Now, Lord, we thank you for the fresh cleansing of the blood of Jesus. Let's all partake together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Come on, can you praise him? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for being so good, so great, so marvelous. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Jesus.